This is Jesse Wakefield with the Sioux City Public Library, and you're listening to Check It Out. Today, I'm recommending the beautifully poetic and award-winning book, Buddha in the Attic, by Julie Otsuka. This is the story of a generation of Japanese war brides who leave behind everything they've ever known in hopes of finding a better life in America by marrying men who they've only seen in photos and heard from in a handful of letters, all promising them good jobs, large houses, and plentiful bounty. The women carry these pictures with them as they begin their arduous journey across the Pacific, all the while wondering if the trip will be worth it, or whether or not they've made the right decision to marry men they don't even know. Written from the perspective of the brides sailing to San Francisco from Japan during the early 1900s, Otsuka skillfully relates their dreams and fears through a constant stream of thought writing style. When the brides finally arrive, each encounters a different reality than the one that they've been promised. To say that life is hard for these women is an understatement. Throughout the book, the reader follows these characters through the early years of their marriages, the child-rearing years, the endless work that consumes their daily lives, culminating with the onset of World War II and the months leading up to the internment of all citizens of Japanese heritage. Otsuka gives these women fearless, tender, angry, sorrowful voices, and it is heartbreaking to read about their fear and uncertainty they feel while being forced from the homes they strived so long and hard to build. In just 144 pages, Otsuka powerfully writes about an entire generation of Americans who were all but erased. Buddha in the Attic could easily be considered a vital read for anyone wanting to explore other cultures in America historical tapestry. Check out Buddha in the Attic and other moving works of fiction like it at the Sioux City Public Library.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.